there's people are trying to get out, and now you can't get out if you're trying to fly out. And obviously Milton comes on the heels of Helene, and one of the parts of Helene that took a while for people to sort of recognize is that it wasn't a Florida thing. What happened in North Carolina was just catastrophic. And so, and we talked to yesterday with the news director at WORD, our Odyssey sister station. And now we're lucky to have Jamie McDonald, who obviously from Bears Barbecue is joining us now from North Carolina. Jamie, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, no problem. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a restaurant down there?
Yes. Yeah. We have two locations in Asheville. We opened about 4 years ago.
And so Asheville's in that sort of corner where a lot happened. Like, what can you just describe the scene in that area right now?
Yeah. So, everything kind of happened, 10 days or so ago. It was major flash flooding, and they're still searching for people, but it knocked out the power grid, knocked out all the water supply. The latest things we're hearing is that it's going to be at least another 8 weeks until water's back on. As some people know, I've been involved for the last couple of years with World Central Kitchen.
Yeah.
Going around the world and helping out feed people during disasters. And I contacted folks I knew there and said, hey, we'll use our restaurant space and let's get set up and start feeding people. And since then we've been doing about 33,000 meals a day. Just cranking out as much as we can to feed all these people that don't have power, don't have water. Water's really the biggest concern,
Right.
People can live at this point without power, but without water, it's very, very hard to cook. It's, everything else.
I mean, obviously, you can't serve all those people, come to you. You have to, create some sort of distribution infrastructure, overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. So we come in at 6 a.m. every morning. Me and God, we have probably 40 volunteers that come in, and we start cooking. And then we have a whole another group that's doing distribution. And I think we are at 80 different locations throughout Western North Carolina that we're delivering food to. Anything from big deliveries of say 1,000, 2,000 meals to senior centers that really have a high need for good nutritious food that we can provide. So it's however we need to get it. We've had two helicopters running all day, every day. There's a lot of areas that are inaccessible by road because the roads have been wiped out. It's pretty crazy down here.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we talked to you when you were dealing with the border in Ukraine, now it's been it's been a long time. I mean, it's incredible some of the work you guys have done, and we appreciate the time. I do want to ask you before we let you go, we're talking with Jamie McDonald from Bears Barbecue here on Bryan & Company. He's in Asheville, North Carolina. He's got his restaurants, but he's cooking 33,000 meals a day for people who need it, and clearly they do. There's been a lot of politics here in terms of what's going on there. I mean, do you sense that there's been an official response, whether it's state, federal government? Are there people there helping people?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I don't necessarily want to get political, but I see the stuff online that's being posted, I'll just call it misinformation. And it really angers a lot of the people down here as far as the local people, because there are FEMA's here, National Guard's here. We've had tons of group. In fact, right down about a block and a half away from us, New York Fire Department sent down their group for search and rescue. I mean, there's tons of resources down here, but also the area it's huge. And this is Appalachia, so a lot of that support is out in the mountains, trying to get to these people that are isolated, trying to get the water systems back up. There's definitely a huge presence down here. Asheville Airport's been pretty much taken over by FEMA and the National Guard. It's here, and the more we could get that out there, that there is help here, there is,
right.
It helps, again, prevent people from down here, because people from down here, they see all that, and they're like, yeah, this is going to mess up this is going to mess things up for us. And it's already going to be a very long recovery, even with that support.
Right.
Just
real
that's
quick.
That's where that is.
real quick, Jamie, because we got to go. But if people want to contribute or find out more about the overarching food organization, what's the name of the organization and where they can go?
Okay. I would like to just plug real quick. We are doing a fundraiser dinner tonight at our Bears location in New Haven. We are accepting walk-up tickets. It's a bunch of food. We've had a lot of amazing Connecticut organizations donate stuff for raffle. So anything from Giants tickets to UConn tickets, there's a ton of stuff. So that's tonight at our New Haven location. But as far as World Central Kitchen goes, they always accept donations online. You just go to World Central, their website. Volunteers could go there to sign up to volunteer. And you could also just learn more about their mission and what they do around the world.
Jamie, great job. We appreciate the time and wish you safe travels and keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.